This is Robert Murray, Chief Economist for Dodge Data and Analytics. Here are some of the main points from our report on July construction starts. New construction starts in July advanced 2% to an annual rate of $850 billion. This marked the third consecutive monthly increase, following gains of 10% in May and 9% in June, as the volume of construction starts has moved closer in recent months to the levels reported during 2018. The upward push in July came from a 24% jump by the non-building construction sector, which is comprised of public works and electric utilities. At the same time, non-residential building in July settled back 4%, following its 16% hike in June, and residential building retreated 6%. The non-building construction sector in July was boosted by the start of several very large projects. These were led by the $2.7 billion automated people mover system that's part of the Landside Access Modernization Program at Los Angeles International Airport. Other large projects were a $2.5 billion segment of the Sabine Pass liquefaction project at the Sabine Pass LNG terminal in Louisiana, and two projects in Texas, a $1.8 billion natural gas liquids pipeline and a $934 million water purification plant. While non-residential building did settle back 4% in July, again, this followed a 16% hike in June that featured the start of several very large airport terminal projects, such as the $1.1 billion expansion to Terminal 5 at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. On the plus side, office construction starts were able to edge up 1% in July, keeping this project type on track for the modest increase that's still expected for 2019 as a whole. Large office projects that reached groundbreaking in July were the $660 million U.S. Army East Campus building at Fort Meade, Maryland, the $450 million Google One West Side office campus in Los Angeles, and the $327 million Bullfinch Crossing office tower in Boston. One noteworthy project that was entered as a July construction start was the $1.1 billion Broward Convention Center and Omni Hotel in Fort Lauderdale. The 6% decline for residential building in July reflected a 16% retreat for multifamily housing after its strong June performance. There were eight multifamily projects valued at $100 million or more that were entered as July construction starts, compared to 14 such projects in June. The metropolitan markets with the largest multifamily dollar amounts in July were New York, Miami, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., and Austin, Texas. Single-family housing also retreated in July, slipping 2%. The year-to-date comparisons are for the first 7 months of 2019 compared to the same period of 2018. Total construction starts year-to-date were down 6%, with this pattern by major sector. Non-residential building down 9%, residential building also down 9%, and non-building construction up 2%. The year-to-date performance for non-residential building was hampered by the comparison to an especially strong amount for manufacturing plant construction during the first 7 months of last year. At the same time, the commercial and institutional building segments of non-residential building have managed to remain close in 2019 to their 2018 amounts.